Wasabi Protocol loses $5 million after attacker seizes deployer key. Wasabi Protocol lost roughly $5 million after an attacker took control of the project's deployer admin key and used it to drain contracts on three separate chains, according to a Bitcoin News report posted on April 30, 2026. The incident is the latest in a long line of DeFi exploits that turn on a single privilege key rather than a bug in the smart contract code itself. As of April 30, 2026, BTC trades at $76,105, down 2.1% on the day, and ETH at $2,261, down 3.5%, with the Fear and Greed Index at 40, a neutral reading that reflects a market already on edge before the news broke. How the deployer key turned into a master key. The deployer address on most EVM protocols is the wallet that originally pushes contracts on chain. Teams often reuse it to set fees, upgrade logic, pause markets, or route protocol revenue. When that single key controls upgrade rights or admin functions across multiple deployments, taking it over is functionally identical to taking over the protocol. In the Wasabi case, the same deployer was apparently authorized on three chains. Once the attacker had the private key, the same signature worked on each deployment, which is why the loss is spread across three networks rather than contained to one. The exact distribution of stolen funds across the chains has not yet been disclosed. This is the same failure mode that has chewed through DeFi for years, not a flaw in solidity, but a flaw in operational security around the wallet that holds upgrade powers. A time lock, multi-sig, or hardware-isolated signer would have made this kind of one-key takeover much harder. Why admin key is the real attack surface? Smart contract audits look at code paths. They rarely look at how the team protects the wallet that can rewrite those code paths after deployment. The list of incidents that came down to a compromised deployer or owner key now includes everything from cross-chain bridges to lending markets to LSD protocols. $5 million is small relative to past nine-figure exploits, but the pattern is identical. For users, the takeaway is uncomfortable. A protocol can have audited code, formal verification, and a clean track record, and still be one fished signer away from a full drain. This is one of the structural reasons self-custody options for everyday spending have gained ground over leaving balances inside DeFi yield strategies. If your spend balance lives in your own wallet rather than a protocol vault, an admin key takeover at any single protocol cannot reach it. What we still do not know, several questions are open at the time of writing. The first is how the key was lost. Phishing, malware on a developer machine, a social engineering attack against an exchange or cloud provider, and an internal compromise are all common vectors. Wasabi has not yet published a postmortem. The second is whether the funds are recoverable. Some attackers in 2024 and 2025 negotiated bounty returns, especially when on-chain analytics and exchange cooperation made laundering hard. Others moved straight to mixers. Without an on-chain trace from the team or a third party like Slowmist, we cannot say which path this attacker is taking. The third is whether any of the affected contracts had a time lock or pause function that would have bought time. If a 24-hour or 48-hour delay had been required before privileged calls executed, the community might have had a window to detect and front-run the malicious upgrade. What protocol users should do now if you held positions on Wasabi Protocol on any of the three affected chains? Treat any open balances at risk until the team publishes a formal status update with addresses, transaction hashes, and a remediation plan. Revoking approvals to the protocol's contracts on each chain is a low-cost defensive step using a tool like revoke.cash. For exposure to the broader pattern, the practical move is to limit how much value sits inside any single protocol that has not migrated upgrade rights to a multi-sig with a meaningful time lock. Public docs usually list whether a protocol uses a time lock, and on-chain queries on the admin address show whether it is an EOA, a multi-sig, or a Gnosis safe with a delay module.